So the epistle for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made, the depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived, neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out, the mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established, before the hills I was brought forth, he had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters that they should not pass their limits, when he had balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Please be seated. It was just that this holy virgin should be adorned with the greatest purity which can be conceived after that of God himself. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, on this time period of Advent, we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Christ child into our souls. We can see how Holy Mother the Church also, in a sense, helps to prepare us by placing this feast day in this time period of Advent, at the very beginning of Advent for us. We know that Our Lady was prepared to receive our Lord by being immaculately conceived, that she was to be the mother of the Messiah, that no sin would stain her soul, would touch her soul, you know, in order for her to be this mother of God. It was something that Father Albert, he had finished the Advent mission that we had last Sunday, speaking on Our Lady, the importance in the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and how she can help prepare us not only for the time period of Advent, but that she also prepares us for the reception of her Son. And that is where we work on our holiness. We work on that fact of trying to be as prepared as we can for that. And so St. Ambrose, when he talks about the Blessed Virgin Mary, he said, let us settle our gaze on the riches of her virginity. And so one of the main things that we can look at and see with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the purity that she had. And certainly we know when we say something that is pure, that it has no admixture of anything else. And so when we're referring and looking at the Blessed Virgin Mary and talking about her purity, we know that she was not stained with sin at all, original sin or then any actual sins. And so obviously we call her the Virgin of Virgins. And so I think with this feast day and as we try to prepare ourselves for Advent and receiving the Christ child into our soul, I think it's good for us to contemplate and to look at the purity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we also think about our Lord and who he surrounded him with. He was surrounded by, obviously, the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Joseph, and then St. John the Evangelist, you know, the beloved apostle. All of them were also very marked with purity, being pure souls. And so we can see just by that association that our Lord has surrounding him, again, how important that this virtue is. It's a virtue that is certainly under attack in our modern world. One of the spiritual authors has said that our body is the most powerful weapon that the devil possesses to make us his slaves. And so he knows he has that opportunity to try to take that and make it his slave. And therefore, then a lot of times, because of the sins of the flesh, we become slaves to it ourselves. And that is where we fall into these sins, and it makes it harder for us to get out of that. But as I say, this virtue of purity is so important in especially our modern time. St. Athanasius had said, O holy purity, thou art the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost, the life of the angels, and the crown of saints. And I think that sums up very well this whole understanding of this virtue that we need to practice. But it is the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost, the life of the angels, and we can see again, spiritual authors will say, we are most like the angels through our purity, because they are pure spirits. But then for us, we are most like them because of the purity that we illustrate. And then certainly it will be the crown, again, looking at this whole idea of the pure souls. Well, then yes, they will see God. So for us, how do we try to keep our purity? Well, just as our Lord had mentioned to the apostles in the garden, he had said, you know, pray and be vigilant. Certainly that's the first step for us, a great vigilance. We must watch and pray. And I think that's one of the things that we have to try to look at for ourselves. You know, what are the things that cause us to fall from God's grace? We look at those things and when we try to then see how we can stay away from them as being occasions of sin. What remedies do we need to take? What means do we need to try to do in order to break away from, you know, just as I said, that the devil makes that our slave. And so it's important for us then with our modern times of the technology, but then also the immorality of the world that is all around us. And so therefore a great custody of the eyes is definitely necessary for us. St. Francis de Sales has said, he said, when a thief is trying to break into a door, it is a sign that he is not yet in the house. He goes on to say that so too when the devil continues to tempt a soul, it is a sign that that soul is still in the grace of God. Because in some ways he doesn't really need to tempt the soul any longer once they have fallen from God's grace. But previous to that, yes, it's an opportunity that he tries to get a soul to fall. And so he will tempt them and tempt them. We see that with St. Paul where he talks about the thorn of the flesh, of being tempted by that, buffeted by this sting of the flesh. And what was God's response to him asking for that to be taken away? God's response to that was, my grace is sufficient for thee. Giving us the idea and the sense that at times we will have to be tried. We'll have to be tried by these temptations. So try to remember these words of St. Francis de Sales, that when we are tempted, the devil's not in yet. And God willing that he won't get in. Just as, you know, a thief trying to break into someone's house. If he's still trying to break into the door, he's not in the house yet. But he certainly can weaken the door, and that's what temptation can sometimes do to us. Especially when we kind of bring the temptations upon ourselves by going into the occasions of sin. That is why it's so important for us to recognize where the occasions of sin lie for us, maybe especially in terms of purity, and to make sure we barricade ourselves against that. Because of how easily we can fall into these sins. St. Augustine has said, from the look proceeds the thought, and from the thought the desire. And so he sums up for us very clearly of how easily we fall. And it starts with just the look. That precedes the thought that we have, we give in to the thought, and then from the thoughts we fall into the desire, to fall into the sin. So that's where it's important for us to recognize that the eyes are the window to the soul. The more that our eyes take in, the more that the soul will have to battle. And so if we have a good custody over the eyes, if we guard our eyes, well, then we will be less tempted, most likely. But on the reverse, If we don't have a good cusp of the eyes, if we're constantly curious about things, looking at things, whether it's the internet, whether it's billboards, magazines, things around us, people around us, well, then that's where we can easily fall. Because the eyes are the window into our soul. And if we ever wonder and we concern ourselves about how many times we're tempted and how many things we go through, and like St. Paul, we ask God to take these things away from us, God might reproach us to say, like, well, if you took better care of your own soul, you wouldn't have these temptations. And that could be a reproach to us. So as I say, try to take this opportunity of when we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, of her being immaculately conceived, that she had no stain of sin on her soul. We can look to her purity. Look to it and then try to examine for our own soul. You know, how am I doing in terms of this? Am I staying away from the occasions of sin? Do I keep a good custody of the eyes? Do I guard myself against things? If not, here's the perfect opportunity for us, especially with Advent. It is a penitential time period for us. And so certainly then we can try to then see, okay, what do I need to do in this time period of Advent to help me with this, of being more pure, of being more pleasing to our Lord and obviously our Lady too. To turn to, you know, as I mentioned, the Virgin of Virgins, the Mother of Purity, ask her to help you. And that is where, when we look at the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and how important that is, just as I mentioned with St. Louis de Montfort in his Total Consecration, he is the one that has said that one that is truly devoted to Our Lady will never be lost. One that has a true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary will not be lost. And so that's why it's important for us then to look at whether a Total Consecration, according to St. Louis de Montfort, the Knights of the Immaculata, St. Maximilian Kolbe, the wearing of the brown scapular, wearing of the miraculous medal, praying of the rosary. These things are vital to us. And so we must have this devotion to Our Lady. Strengthen that during this time period of Advent. As I say, the Church gives to us the Blessed Virgin Mary in this important feast day at the very beginning of Advent as a sign to us, to show to us that we can go to Our Lady to try to help us to prepare for the coming of her Son. So follow the guidance of Holy Mother the Church and turn to Our Lady and increase the devotion you can have to her during this time period. Praying an extra decade of the rosary, or praying an extra rosary, or maybe if you're not wearing the miraculous medal, be enrolled in the miraculous medal. These little things that we can try to be devoted to Our Lady. As I said, she is the Mother of Purity. She will watch over her children. She will guard her children. And one who is truly devoted, she will watch out for. And so just as, you know, we think about when we consecrate a child to Our Lady when they are born, you know, that comes up always in my mind when the parents are praying that prayer, of how it says in that prayer that if the child goes astray, bring them back. And so as a good mother, certainly the Blessed Virgin Mary will watch over her children. And so if they go astray during life, well, yes, she will try to bring them back. She'll probably direct them to the right path. And a lot of times people can attribute, you know, the grace of conversion, the grace of coming back to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to a devotion to her. So do try to take advantage of that opportunity. You know, and especially on this feast day, turn to Our Lady and ask for the help that you need, especially in fighting against the temptations against purity. Like I said, it's all around us. We're inundated with it in this modern world. But again, we hear the words echo to St. Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. Through the grace of God, we can overcome these things, and that we can then follow what the Beatitude says, blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.